Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The successful women in Islam have these qualities. Every Muslim wishes to be successful in this life and the next. However, to achieve this, we must understand what success is in Islam. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and is conscious of Him, it is those who are the successful ones. Surah An-Nur, verse 52. From this evidence, we can see that success is not restricted in definition to male or female. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this in mind, we as Muslim women in Islam can look to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an example of success, as the role model for mankind. We also have the noble, pious women of Islam who are guaranteed Jannah. The Ashara Mubashireen promised Jannah were 10, and from them 4 were women. First, Khadija bin Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. She was the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his strongest supporter, often referred to as Mother of the Believers. Second, Maryam bint Imran radiallahu anha. She was not directly related to the Prophet ﷺ, but is highly revered in Islam as the mother of Prophet Isa Jesus, peace be upon him. Third, Asiya bint Muzahim radiallahu anha. She was not related to the Prophet ﷺ, but is honored in Islam as the righteous wife of Pharaoh and one of the 4 greatest women in Islamic tradition. Fourth, Fatima bint Muhammad radiallahu anha. She was the beloved daughter of the Prophet ﷺ and is one of the most honored women in Islam. When we look at the women who were guaranteed Jannah, we should understand that their success was unrelated to name or position. In Islam, there is no concept of entering Jannah based on who you know and what your worldly status is. They were all praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their common qualities and being close in their practice of being like the example of the Prophet alayhi salam. If we want the same status of entering Jannah, we must then follow the example of being successful. The following qualities are then needed. Khadija bin Khuwaylid, unwavering faith and support. She radiallahu anha believed in the Prophet alayhi salam from the very beginning and supported him wholeheartedly in his mission. Sacrifice for the cause of Islam. She gave her wealth and resources to aid the Prophet alayhi salam and the early Muslims. Compassion and wisdom. She was known for her gentle nature and wise counsel, mirroring the Prophet ﷺ's compassion. Maryam bint Imran. Devotion to worship. She radiallahu anha was deeply dedicated to her prayers and connection with Allah, reflecting the Prophet ﷺ's devotion to worship. Purity and chastity. She upheld high moral standards, living a life of righteousness and modesty. Patience in trials. She endured societal judgment with steadfast faith in Allah, exemplifying perseverance in hardship. Asiya bint Muzaim, faith in the face of oppression. She radiallahu anha remained a devout believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite being married to Pharaoh, the most oppressive tyrant. Courage and resilience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She stood firm in her faith and saw Allah's reward, emulating the Prophet's steadfastness in adversity. Kindness and humility. Despite her position as Pharaoh's wife, she remained humble and sought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Fatima bint Muhammad. Piety and modesty. She radiallahu anha exemplified the characteristics of a devout Muslim, modeling the humility and modesty of her father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dedication to family. She showed immense love and care for her family, following the Prophet's example of compassion and responsibility. Perseverance in hardship. She endured the struggles of being part of the Prophet's household with patience and grace. From these pure, noble examples, we can use this checklist for our own everyday lives as Muslim women, striving for success. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهَ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and is conscious of Him, It is those who are the successful ones. Surah An-Nur, verse 52. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb-ut-Tahrir by Imran Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb-ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.